Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The DH, Tom Pachyork. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oilkin Boyd. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Tom Pachyork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyork hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Salazar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bannister, and towards Guillen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Walker steals third. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Hill and he is out, Gillen applying the tag. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. Hill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gedman out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Armas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Boggs fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Boggs. Boston moves all the way to home. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Hill trying to get to home. Evans throws the ball in to Gedman, who tags Hill, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Cruz moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Gutierrez moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gutierrez scores. Boggs moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a fly ball towards left. Kittle catches it and throws to second to double up Evans. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Salazar. Barrett scores. Boggs goes all the way around to score. Rice moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patchy Orrick hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Armas moves to third. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gettman hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Armas tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Dan Spillner now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boston throws the ball into Walker, who tags Barrett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.